Well, to be frank, no, I don't think they will. They probably should, but I don't think either the Prime Minister or the Leader of the Opposition are going to be interested in having them on the debate, and they'll therefore agree, the two big parties will agree between them, to keep the Greens out.
So do you think that the Greens are going to start being treated as a serious alternative for the government?
I think a lot of people in Australia would like to see that, and their present indications in the polls does show that quite a significant number of Australians are turning out of disenchantment with both the major parties to the Greens. Mind you, that has happened before, and as it gets nearer election day, some of those votes go back to the major parties. But nevertheless, they're getting to a certain critical point where I think many people are taking them more seriously than they were in the past. So it is pretty much the high point for the Greens at the moment.
Do you think that there is a need to have a party like the Greens who are differentiated from the major parties to keep those parties accountable?
I do think it is important. We are seeing a long-term tendency for both the major parties to become somewhat alike. Now, I mean, of course, there are big differences between them at the moment on, say, the mining super tax. Now, you see, on those issues, the Greens, as a third party, have got a real role to play because they can be saying something quite distinctive that sets them apart from either of the major parties. And I do think it does look like the evidence does seem to be coming in that quite a lot of Australian voters are saying, Labor, Liberal, we're not happy, we're looking for an alternative. And they're at least looking at the Greens at this stage.
Do you think that's why there has been this sort of surge in popularity for the Greens? Is it because people are becoming dissatisfied with the other parties?
The Greens have now been holding, it varies a lot from state to state, from election to election, but they've been getting 6, 7, 8% of the vote, that's their sort of base vote, really, right across the Federation now for quite a few years, for quite a few elections on the row. Now, they're on the uptick at the moment. We don't know how long that's going to last, but it does seem to me there's something approaching 10% of the electorate seems to be consistently voting Green. And that I don't think is a protest vote, or if it is a protest vote, it's a permanent protest vote, and it's become locked into the Greens. So from that point of view, I think, unlike the Democrats before them, I think they have established a foothold in the electorate. I'm not saying it's going to last forever and a day, but it looks to me like a long-term hold in the electorate that will endure, and the question is really whether they can build on it and ever get enough votes to start winning seats in the lower houses. They might, but it's no certainty at all.
Do you think that it is likely that the Greens are going to hold the balance of power in the Senate after this election?
It's possible, but it's not certain. They'll pick up the extra 2 seats they need to get that balance of power. If I had to put it in, you know, percentage terms, I suppose you say they're sitting on with the latest polls, they're sitting on about a 50-50 chance now of having the balance of power.
And if they did get the balance of power, what is the significance of that?
Well, it means that whoever is in government has absolutely got to deal with them in order to get something through. You see, at the moment, they haven't quite got it, and the government has got to deal with the two independents, or Family First, Steve Fielding, and Nick Xenophon from South Australia, the independent. It is very interesting what is happening to the Greens at the moment. This is their high point, and if they can stay where they are, Australian politics is going to change quite a lot, I think.